We're learning from the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 3, the Inner Observation, chapter 14, item 5.
Yes?
Item 5. You can therefore see that in Adam Kadmon, before the second restriction occurred, there was no actual screen, except at the point of this world, which is its Siyum Raglin. All the above-mentioned screens in Ak, above the point of this world, are but operations of that screen. It is known that the coarseness of the screen cannot ascend above its place even a bit. Thus, only the effects of the screen rise above its place, but they are devoid of any coarseness. Therefore, there are no coarseness and screens at all in Ak, although its screen is the coarsest of all the worlds, being that it is phase 4. It is so because this coarseness becomes active only from its Siyum Raglin downward, which is only at the point of this world.
Next.
Item 6. The second restriction occurred in the world of Atzilut, and the Parsa had been erected between Atzilut and Bia due to the ascent of Malchut of phase 4 from the point of this world to the place of the Chazeh of Partzuf Nekudot of Saga Vak. It stopped the light of Atzilut there. And this new Siyum is called Parsa. Therefore, the Siyum Raglin of all the Partzufim of Atzilut occurred in the place of that Parsa. For the light of Ein Sof does not shine anymore, but only a light of consequence. The screen of phase 3 is in that Parsa, ending the Raglaim of Arich Anpin because of the incorporation of phase 4 in the Parsa, as well as the screens of the other Partsufim. Thus, from the Parsa downward, the power of the screen dominates, as it stopped the upper light from Ein Sof. However, there is no screen at all from the Pasad upward. Instead, all the above-mentioned screens from the screen of Siyum Raglin of Atzilut upward are but operations that rise by the power of the screen of Siyum Raglin of the five Partzufim of Atzilut. Those receive all their illumination by the screen of Siyum Raglin, though they do not receive any of its coarseness, as the coarseness of the screen cannot ascend above its place. Therefore, there is no screen whatsoever in all the Partzufim of Atzilut.
So until the world of Atzilut, we don't have screens because there everything is speaking about bestowal. In the world of Atzilut, we also work above reception by rejecting the reception towards bestowal. That's why the screens that let us receive in order to bestow, they don't exist in the world Adam Kadmon, meaning above the general Tabu, and also from Tabu until the Parsa, below the general Tabu, till the Parsa also. So, what we do start working with when we correct the vessels, is only with the vessels of the world's Bria Yetzira Asiya, that they also can't be corrected instead, but to raise them to Atzilut, and in Atzilut we correct them. That's it. So we correct them in Atzilut, we ascribe them to Atzilut, then Atzilut raises them above the general Tabur of the worlds, and in this way it's Tol Ein Sof. In each and every correction, the Reshimot rise from the place the correction is until Ein Sof. And from Ein Sof comes the light and corrects these flaws that are revealed. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, не очень понятно все же, что значит, что нет экранов в Адам Кадмон.
Если Гальгальта, это же уже... Still not clear. What does it mean that there are no screens in Atzilut? It's still a result of the screen.
I understand you, but it's not the screens that are correcting the will to receive and turning it to bestow. It's just these potsufim are created by the bestowal of the upper light from above, that in this way bestows upon them, and in that way they're created, and they stand there. There's no will to receive there yet that is revealed as the will to receive that is opposite of the light, of sanctity, of holiness. That's why when there is no light and dark, good or bad, one compared to the other, and there's no correction to the will to receive, so that's how it happens that in the world of Atzilut there's no correction, only in the worlds of Bia. But in the worlds of Bia there are no corrections themselves because it's below the Parsa. They must ascend above the Parsa, and that is where they get corrected.
Что такое вообще экран? Вот здесь имеется в виду. Что это за сила?
Какая?
So what is a screen?
Экран – זה מסך, זה תמיד.
The screen is always the force of overcoming above the will to receive. That wants to raise its vessels, the shattered vessels, towards correction.
כן?
Yep.
בסדר.
Okay. Asia.
תודה רב. אפשר להגיד שזה כמו...
Thank you, Rav. Can we say it's like the gar? It's as if we get in our intellect, but we cannot yet do gar.
You can think that for now. Mach 6.
Спасибо, Раф. Вот древо познания добра и зла — это желание под парцой.
Thank you, Rav. The tree of knowledge, the good and evil, is that a desire that it's below the parsa?
Нимца би ацилут.
That's in ацилут.
Од мејат אנחנו נלמד את זה.
We'll be talking about it soon.
Эфо нимца маарехет азот шигар.
Where that system is that is called in such a way.
Тоф.
Okay. So,
PT-19?
Can't hear anything. What are you speaking there? I don't know.
Zvika, we can't hear you. Go out in the again.
Good. When he's disconnected, that's fine. PT-17.
Rav, he says that the screen that acts is actually in the Siyum of Raglin, Avak. Now the rest of the screens only act in its bestowal. So what we learned with the screen of Rosh and the screen of Tabu,
Guys, it has nothing to do with one another. There are screens from Ein Sof to the Siyum, but it depends what types of screens we're speaking about and as much as they influence the correcting of the vessels. That's all I can say. Wait a bit. You hear what's written. Don't forget it. And gradually we'll scrutinize it. Why is he thinking that there are no screens from Ein Sof to the Tabul? Why are there no screens from Tabul to the Parsa? So what? Where are the screens in the world of Bia? What force do they have? What could they scrutinize? What do you scrutinize in them? What do you correct in them? As if it's not clear to us. So wait a bit. For now, write it down or ask yourselves. Write down questions and we'll scrutinize them. It's good you have questions. I am also not wanting to answer them so quickly because we're lacking materials. You see how he writes. Sometimes he writes in a way that this is how it is. Why? Where did it come from? Where are you taking all these things? There's so many questions, but nobody to ask. And that we asked Rabash when we studied. So he said, you see what's written? That's what's written. That's it.
No.
Well?
Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. It is written here in the middle that the light of Ein Sof doesn't shine below Ragli, and that's why it's the light of Toleda.
I don't understand what you said. Is that a question? Is that an answer? Is it a...
Hello.
Hello.
Mois.
I guess we lost connection. Okay. So we have PT 19.
I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. So he writes here, a simple question I have for you. I always stumble upon this. From Palestine below, the force of the screen controls, since it stopped the light of Ein Sof. What is this force of the screen? It suddenly has the force to separate the light, not to let the light go down?
The screens are in all degrees. The light that comes from Ein Sof already comes with the help of the screens, because if not for the screen, not for the ability to equalize between the will to receive and the will to bestow, there would be no cascading from above downward. All that cascading from Ein Sof and downward happens because the will to receive wants to resemble the will to bestow. That's why there's the cascading of those degrees, and after the ascending of the degrees from below upward.
So what its role afterwards, to connect the upper light to the lower one?
Correct, to connect all the lights to Ein Sof.
So what's the essence of this action, to cross the screen? How can we cross it so that the upper light will come down to the lower part? What should I do?
That'll happen in Gemar Tikkun, that all the parts of the shattered vessels will be corrected, and they'll ascend as much as they all can, each and every one, to bestow to Ein Sof, to the Creator. Then, from Ein Sof, comes a direct light, the great light that will fill that line, and then this line expands into a circle.
And the screen is cancelled.
No, the screens will not be cancelled. The screens are the intentions to bestow. They can't be cancelled. How could that be?
Hold on, you're saying that the screen separates the above and below, so why won't it be cancelled?
No, there's screens that they are like Dabu, Palsasso, and so on. That will all be annulled because there'll be a coupling, a general big coupling upon all the will to receive at once.
Thank you.
Good. That's it. So, where are we, Olin? We've reached 15.
Right.
Well, we have 10 more minutes, so we shouldn't waste our time.
Chapter 15 explains the issue of Keter and Avia in the five Partsufim of Atzilut and all the degrees. Item 1. We shall now explain the phases of Keter and Abiya in the five Partsufim of Atzilut. Arichanpin is the Keter, and above Abba Ve'ima that clothe Arichanpin from the Peh to its Chazeh are Atzilut. Yeshut, which clothe Arichanpin from the Chazeh to the Tabur, are Bria, and Zeranpin and Malchut, which clothe Arichanpin from the Tabur downward, are Yetzira and Asiya.
Okay, keep going.
The Parsa in the Chazeh of Atzilut is incorporation from the general Parsa, by which the world of Atzilut itself is divided into Abiya. Item 2. The reason for these names is that after Partsuf, Nekudot of Sag, Avak, has been divided at its Chazeh, where from the Chazeh and above stands the world of Atzilut, and from the Chazeh and below stand the three worlds, Bia, that emerged from the line of the light of Ein Sof, as was written in the previous chapter. It is incorporated also in the world of Atzilut itself, as an incorporation of the upper one from the lower one. Arichanpin is the essence of the world of Atzilut. For as the level of every 10 Sfirot is measured by its highest Sfira, so each world is measured according to the level of its first Partsuf, divided at the Chazeh. It is regarded as Atzilut from the Chazeh upward, and as Bia in Atzilut from the Chazeh downward. The Parsa in the place of the Chazeh of Arichanpin is an incorporation from the general Parsa that stands under the Siyum of the entire Atzilut.
Between Atzilut and Bria.
Thus, Arichanpin itself, whose Rosh is exposed without clothing, is regarded as Keter. Abba Ve'ima, which clothe it up to the Chazeh, are clear of even the incorporation of the Parsa, and are regarded as Atzilut. Yeshut, however, which stands below the Parsa at the Chazeh Varechanpin, where the general Parsa is incorporated, is regarded as Bria. Zeranpin clothes only Nehi of Varechanpin and is regarded as Yetzira. And Malchut, which clothes Malchut of Varechanpin, is regarded as Asiya. Now you can see how the three worlds Bia are connected in Yishut and Zon of Atzilut, which clothe from the Chazeh Varechanpin downward.
So we see here that the order of the clothing is according to the same rules. According to the same rules that we have Arichanpin, Abba Ve'ima, Yeshut, and Zon, Zeranpin, and Nukba. And between them, there's also all those parts. and also above the parsa and below the parsa. Actually, there's no difference in the dividing of the potsufim. There's a difference in the intensity of each and every part, but that's it. Okay, we are in, what's happening here?
Item 3, title.
Yeah, that's all that's left, okay.
Just as Atzilut is divided into Abiyah by the power of the incorporation of the general Parsa, so each and every degree is divided into inner Abiyah. Item 3. This also explains the matter of the 10 Sefirot of Keter and Abiyah in each and every Partsuf, in the Partsufim of Abiyah. As has been explained in the general world of Atzilut, which is Arech Anpin, but was divided at the Chazeh, its Rosh is Keter, and from its Pe to its Chazeh, it is Atzilut. From its Chazeh to its Tabur, it is Briah, and from its Tabur down, it is Yetzirah and Asiyah. This pertains to all the inner Partsufim in Abiyah. In each and every Partsuf, in them, the Rosh is regarded as Keter. From the Pe to the Chazeh, it is regarded as Atzilut. And from the Chazeh to the Tabur as Briah. Finally, from the Tabur down, it is regarded as Yetzirah and Asiyah.
Good. So, we finished part 3 of Tess. From tomorrow, we'll start part 4. And, thank you, Oren. Do we have any information to...
I'll say it in a minute, but what is the summary of this lesson? What should we take in our head?
Well, we learned a lot of things from part 3. Even about the still vegetative and animate and all the parts that are in between the animate and speaking and so on. Part 3 is very... It includes a lot of topics that supposedly don't seem really related under one topic, but he gives a lot of discernments in this. That's it.
In the first part of the lesson today, you taught us about opening the locked gates.
Yes, so
maybe you can give us a small bit so we can take until the noon. What is it to open the lock gates?
To open the lock gates depends on the connection between us and how by that we aim ourselves together, all of us in the ten, towards the Creator. We need to promise all the friends in the ten, each one to the others, that we are thinking about one another, concerned about one another, connecting our desires together, and aiming our prayer towards the Creator, that the Creator will correct us, correct our desire, and then be revealed in our desire as the mutual force of bestowal between us towards Him.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much, Rav. Our schedule for today at 10 a.m., the world with Rav will be broadcasted. The topic is crying. At 10:30, the program will be spiritual states about Lurian Kabbalah. And at 12, our noon lesson will end with a tune. שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה תוהו מנעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה תוהו שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה תוהו Inematou manai.
Shabbat Shalom.